always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What it do? This is the warrior Don Christian.
And your souls.
That's right, we got the soul saving DJ Kingdom 7 all the way in Korea right now, getting it in with us, man. We always gotta have him on whenever he can, man. He's on that the army schedule, so you know what it is like, man. But we appreciate you getting it in with us, man. Kingdom 7, man, how's everything going over there?
It's great, man. I guess I bought that rain from Seattle here, but all is well. You know, God is good, and it's good to be in Atlanta to live.
Hey, man, that's really what's up, man. We got about to go down today. We got the homie Victory. He's going to be joining us in a hot second, man. This is one of my favorite artists, man. I like the dude's swag. But I really like the anointing that he operates in, man. He understands business, he understands music, he understands ministry. I had the chance to chop it up with him several times, just like in the chat room and even over the phone, man. And he told me, stop worrying about the little things, man. Look at some of the bigger things that God can do. So I'm excited about that. Kingdom 7, man, we're going to talk about salvation too, man. What is it? What is salvation? You got anything you want to say about that right now?
Say it again.
We're going to talk about salvation.
Oh, yeah, man. We really need it today, man. Salvation, everybody.
That's right, man. So we're going to talk about that with the homie Victory. I was like, man, what should we talk about? That was one of the things he put out there. He said we need to be controversial on this interview. You know what I'm saying? So I said, man, we're going to see what's up, man. We're going to turn some heads. But at the end of it all, like he said, it's going to end up back to Jesus, man. And that's really what it got to be all about. Hey, if you got a topic that you want us to rock on, what you need to do is hit us up at 425-243-4285. And that's the Yada the King line. If we don't answer, leave a message, and we'll get a topic going on what you have to say, man. We would love to talk about some things that you're dealing with, man. I'm going to go with another dude that is repping the kingdom, man. Strong business approach, and that's the homie Sharp Skills. He got this new joint, man, that we're going to debut today on the show called How About It. Man, I'm repping for the king. How about it? Let's go into this joint.
How about it? How about it? And a rebellio.
Tell your mama that the big
yeah,
boy
if I rebel.
You.
How about it? How about it? How about it? How about it? And groaning for the sons of the king. How about it? The beast roaming into the ring. How about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling. How about it, huh? How about it, what? How about it? Yeah, the elephant is in the room, king. Set up a peanut since I came out of the tomb. It's not in the room for those who aren't consumed by the living water that is satisfying the groom. The bride's all fitted, deny all critics, defy all limits, cause the cry's authentic. Infiltrating the game, they be reinvented. We seek independent, the king's people will win it. To my lieutenants, generals with the business, a high rebel salute for your commitments. Breaking a religious system, trying to prevent his throne from being witnessed. Amidst the other sickness, a new wit sense tapped into a switch miss. Let their lips flap, rebel got a quick glimpse. An equipped prince ruling when a pen drips, and revealing the scent where the eclipse sits. I'm groaning for the sons of the king. How about it? The beast roaming into the ring. How about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling. How about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place. How about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits. How about it? This generation seeking its face. How about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Follow the leader, refuse to fuse with Egypt. Flip through the history's news, I am collegiate. Recognize the signs of the times and what they're speaking. Hear all the lies and they rhymes lead through the speakers. My competitive edge is a double blade. See the sedative plague spread in these troubled days. I'm ahead of the wave, seeing the blood. dynamics to factor in. It's more than rap, my friend, the million is to apprehend. Influence all sectors that we active in. Trials is a given, extreme pressure we practicing. Friends of the master, master paths we transferred in. Bear fruit of the truth, becoming massive stems. This ain't a passive gym. Rebels quite aggressive when teaching the class to win. So get your masters then. I'm summa cum laude in the body. Switch lanes, a Maserati, your spirit rising inside me. Subduing what's ungodly, it's time we moving laundry. Way peculiar with the approach, maneuver oddly. On the land we encroach, ready to take it. And once it gets swept clean, we'll leave it vacant. And if the seven return, we'll be to make it. No son of Skeeva, believe us, let's make a statement. They're groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking his face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? They're groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits, how about it? This generation seeking his face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
They think that they don't want it. I'm a walker since the money got a conk all opponents. I'm position, I'm solid. I don't compete with coming thieves. Set the 2 to 3,000, boy, I rip a high.
When that horn get the sign, boy, we out of here.
I'm saying you're coming back.
Deuces up.
Structure work up with the pen, build a truth up in the sound. Got the blueprints from the love, so the fine foundation strong. I ain't gonna lie, still on the grind. Got another law coming, we running out of time. Make a tongue on the dime, cause man, if you don't, you made this gift, so left behind.
You don't understand, walking at the Lord leave me. I got a mansion in the sky, why stay here with these TPs?
I ain't whining, come see, CIBB, what he say. I got a gift manufactured in heaven, but you calling that wordplay. It's cool, bro, whatever float your boat. I'm still in rehab. A crate next door. I'm about to go over and bar some soap. Boy, I forgot he overdosed. Comatose, we dead to this place. The book of giant told me to my face. This is what I gotta do so I can be safe. Confess his name and it's sober, baby.
Been done deal, been done pardon. If you ain't bothered me, don't bother. Not no dollar, nobody gon' separate me from my father.
When that horn get the sign, boy, we out of here.
I'm saying you're coming back.
Deuces up.
Grab the mic and start rhyming. Die the king who don't need no diamond. Shining, put me on stage, I gotta find him. Representing him with all that I got. If you hot without him, you not. Told so many people in the world that the king's coming through. If you don't got him, your soul will rot. I'm not about to let that happen. I got purpose rapping. Hidden agenda, soul snatching. Take me off stage, I'm still in action. Preaching the word till the rapture happen. The king's coming through right now. Make way, he's coming out my mouth. Christ is the Lord and he died for the sins of the world. And he rose and there ain't no doubt. I'm out.
Man, let them horns blow. Blow till they get tired. Don't be frightened, Earth skirt, it's just me. And I'm so fueled on fire. Flames be the team, up with the flame door. Put us on the front line and we represent. Fill the place up, up inside out. They echo possess what we haven't seen. That's why we shine, we ride for me. That's why he died, who lie. It's a seed that's planted on the inside. King coming through so the crowd get live. Now so blow them horns, blow them horns. Don't be ashamed to make it loud. But how you live and not your
mind. When that horn get the sound,
presents Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation, featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Campino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chaser, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Serving The Fight of Faith. This album will fuel you to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight. Prepare for the fight of faith. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
That's right, Let That Horn Blow. That's Gifted featuring Frontline and Trey Nine on Yada Da King Radio. We getting it in. I got Kingdom 7 with me, man. So, Kingdom, you got it, boss.
Yeah. Yeah, Victor, how you doing, bro?
Good, man.
All right, this is the part of the segment of the show on Yada Da King that we get it in with you, and you get to share your life, your testimony, sir. So, let it rip.
Well, you know, my testimony is not, I don't have a deep, you know what I'm saying, over-the-top story, honestly. My testimony is pretty simple. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. I was born to a 16-year-old mother. And, you know, just like every inner-city young boy, spent a little time in the projects, a little time in the very poor areas of the city. And I grew up enjoying and seeing everything that a young man in those environments would do and see, you know, no different from anybody else. And then what ended up happening was I went to California for a little while and lived in Los Angeles, did some time out there, then I came down to Alabama A&M. You know, when I got to Alabama A&M, I was just living the life that I knew, you know, which was drugs, women, that kind of thing. Just you know, like just any other inner city guy with no direction and no salvation, you know. So that was my lifestyle. And then I ended up having an encounter with Christ while I was in college. And slowly, over the period of about 3 months, he just began to make himself real to me. And, you know, as hard as I went for the things that I knew in the world, he just took that passion and converted it and used it to his glory. And that's really the story in a nutshell. I mean, there's so many different testimonies I could give you about things that he's done and how he's done it. But to keep it short and sweet, that's essentially what happened, man. You know, just a young guy. I got saved when I was about 19. Young dude that had lived the regular life of an inner city 19-year-old and then found Christ. And you know, before I got saved, I didn't go to the church. I didn't grow up in the church, should I say? I had been to church a good number of times, maybe 10 to 15 times with my grandmother, just from her just making me go here and there. But my family is not really a church family, so I had no churching. You know what I mean? So when I came into the body, I was pretty raw and raw. That's the best way to explain it. So when I got saved, I didn't really understand or respect the institute of church.
Yeah.
And when I came in, man, I bucked everything and, you know, spoke my mind and that kind of thing. And
can I keep it real?
Built me up and matured me and showed me how things work. But that's it in a nutshell, man. I mean, we can dig into certain parts of that, but that's the overview.
Man, that's tight, man. So besides your grandma, was there any other influences that kind of poured into you to say, hey, man, you should give your life to Christ? Were there people around you at the age of 19 that you were like, man, I'm going to try this God thing out?
Nah, actually, no. It's funny because I remember I was with this guy. The moment that the statement that propelled me into a relationship with Christ did not come from a Christian at all. In fact, I was on the campus of Alabama A&M, and me and this guy were looking for some swishers. If you're a marijuana smoker, you know what a swisher is. It's a shell that you use. Exactly. And we were looking for those. And while we were riding around to different stores to pick them up, he made a comment. He was like, man, you should read the book of Proverbs, because it's a lot of wisdom in that book. Now, we are high as a kite. We don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, read the book of Proverbs, because there's a lot of wisdom in the book. He's just trying to be deep from his understanding. You know, he wasn't trying to save me. He wasn't saving himself. He just was sharing something that some wise person had shared with him. And I remembered it. For some reason, when he said that, I was like, the book of Proverbs, I had never, ever, ever cracked open the book of Proverbs, let alone most of the Bible. You know what I mean? And I had never sat, at that point in my life, I had never sat down and intentionally read the Bible on my own accord.
Yeah.
Ever. So it was like, I got back to my room, I'm high as a kite, and I looked for a Bible and I didn't have one.
Wow.
And I remember a couple of nights went by, and I came back and I saw my roommate's Bible. He had it out on his desk. And that thought was still in my mind. At this point, literally, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming back into the room drunk, and I started getting sick, and I started throwing up. And so the sun is coming up, and I'm sick. You know, I'm in the room. I haven't slept all night. I've been out partying. I'm sick. I'm throwing up. And I remember sitting on the edge of the bed and staring at his Bible, you know, just coming off of heathen. And I just went and grabbed it. And I had the intent to go to the book of Proverbs, and when I opened it, I noticed that there was this breakdown in the front of the Bible of all of these different subjects.
Yeah.
You know, there was like, you know, abortion, marriage, this or that, at the very beginning of the Bible, this long list. And I saw forgiveness. And honestly, man, I had no understanding of the gospel. I had no understanding of the importance of forgiveness. I wasn't drawn to it because I thought I needed forgiveness. But the Lord just led my attention to forgiveness. And I remember turning to Isaiah 1. Though your sins be as scarlet, that shall be white as snow. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And I remember, as I was reading the part where it says, though your sins be like crimson, they shall be white as snow. The sun started shining through the blinds in my room like real bright, right onto the Bible. And I started getting goosebumps. Now, mind you, on my emotions is set. Like, I'm not emotional right now. I'm not feeling no way. I'm actually feeling as I have been feeling the entire day or the entire night.
Yeah.
But I started getting goosebumps, and I started crying. And I would, look, I'm not crying, though. Like, emotionally, I'm not crying. But physically, I'm literally crying, and I don't even know why. And I'm sitting here like, what's happening? And I remember I went and I stood, and I looked out the window, and there were four plastic bags blowing in a circle on the ground. And they stopped, and they made a perfect square. And I had no idea what that meant, but for some reason, something in me was like, there's some significance to this. And I just never forgot those plastic bags. We're talking about four plastic bags blowing in a circle outside of a dorm room.
Yeah.
But for me, it just, I knew it had some sort of significance. And so I didn't, you know, just from that day forward just start seeking God. Like, after that, I went back and doing what I had been doing. But I remember over time, God would continually do little things like this to make me realize that there was something else that I needed to look for. Mm. And eventually, skipping down the line, eventually I ended up at church one day, and I remember the pastor was preaching, and it talks about the four corners of heaven, and it brought back those plastic bags, and I felt like that was the significance that God was telling me. God was telling me at that point that I'm gonna lead you. Like, it was my own little thing, but it was real nice. But long story short, that was the start of me beginning to have a curiosity about God, and it just went from there.
Man, that's tight, man. We heard the homie Victory's testimony. Look, this is what we're going to do, man. You got this song called I'ma Get It. I'm going to let you explain that joint as we go into that.
I'ma Get It, man. It's really that simple. If God said it, it is so. And each of us that are born into his kingdom have a purpose that he has ordained for us to walk with a parallel to his purpose. And if that be so, it will come to pass. So if God has said it, it shall be. If God has purposed it, it will be. So I'ma get it.
Dope. Let's get it to this joint. I'ma Get It. Victory off his new album, Birth of a Legacy. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
Back for the keys, man. You ain't gotta love it, but you watching like I'm C-SPAN. No more taking prisoners, unleash this inner beast, man. Stepping on this enemy won't dirty up my east, man. Hate on me, why? If you want a war, we can do it in the sky. And it's came for the win, I here to get by. Gotta get it all every day, I'm a trap. I'm a game for the game, never sitting on the side. See me one time and you know that I'm a ride. You live for the king, rep Christ till I die. Even when I die, still rep in the sky. Hey, pray for my homies that done turned away and left me alone. Now I'm relying on my own two to get me home. Thankful to God through the storms, you kept me strong. That's why I rap on every song that you get me on. The way I move probably doesn't seem logical, but I'm just here to show you anything is possible. With just your faith and the heart to face your obstacles. Life is in the tongue, say this from your domino.
I'ma get it, they will always say, what you can and cannot do.
I'ma get it,
and look at the naysayers and remember,
I'ma get it,
that's just motivation.
I'ma get it, I'ma get it.
I keep telling myself. Waiting on the Father, lay my eyes on his facial. If I can meet the Maker, what's in this world I can't do? Never mind talkers, cause when you grind, they hate you. Try to grab you up, probably bind and sedate you. And I just won't stop, lean on the King, everything I'm not. Focus on me, let him raise my stock. You can do anything, stop thinking in the box. The house won't fall, when you built on the rock. If the money won't come, gotta use what you got. And it's time that the body recognize who we are, who we made for the war. Gotta move to the top. Hey, I'm going stadium, the vision on the biggest screen. But old man stepping to me like, remember me. I draw my weapon and commence on my killing spree. It's like paralysis, I'm not feeling me. I just won't do, gotta love God cause he been so true. Not brand new, God be the same for every single thing you made have been through. Block to the group, church to the coup, break to the stoop and bring in my truth. Gotta let loose, cause every time I think about life, Christ finds my proof. Thanks.
Only through him,
I'ma get it, I'ma get it.
I live and have my being.
I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it.
I keep telling myself,
I'ma get it.
I keep telling myself,
I'ma get it.
I keep telling myself,
I'ma get it.
As a man thinketh,
yeah.
So is he.
It's no thing.
drugs in my bloodstream, octane, out of range, spark plugs blinding. I had enough of the rough bluff, new screen fear, so I won't come for their stuff. How you gon' keep what ain't yours? How come I can't ride the church on force? Come my money can't soar? Just because I claim JC, I claim poor. Yeah, right. Sky's the limit. I don't praise cheese, boy, I praise witty. Season is here and it's time for us to get it. God skips the greedy for the ones that are splitted. By any means necessary, open Lord, gon' prepare me. Negativity would never scare me. It said I can't do it, I guess I got to prove it.
Hustle hard, pray.
I guess I'm a part of PE, cause all of public clocking ever since we dropped this CD. And all of my haters, they wanna see me. T-Addy passed the ball and I scored another TD.
Touchdown.
I see them running fast and falling off. I can't hear you though, cause all of y'all talk. If you could actually shake my faith, you wouldn't hear me now and I'd be in another place. But I choose to stay in the race. You can hate if you will, but you'll still see my face. Like hot wings, you cop these. Stop freezing, get it in. Faith keeping me high speed. Better bring your Ritalin. If I spit it in, it offends them. Bring a mass of tasers. I'm amazing, never afraid. Can't phase the worship like a rash. It's fast flows from Atlanta to Asia. Ask PL in Malaysia. This anointing attracts patience. Patience, God said it and I got mine. How I got mine. Now more than the block's mine.
Hustle hard, pray harder.
You would never be here today if the Lord hadn't kept you away. That's why we pray.
Hustle hard,
pray harder.
Pray harder.
East side,
hustle hard.
West side,
pray
on. Your side,
hustle hard.
My side,
pray on.
I'm gonna hustle hard. I'm gonna pray harder. Dedicate my grind
to my heavenly Father.
See, it's not for me. It's all for you.
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 Kingdom was about to ask a great question, man, and I was like, dude, we got to get this on a segment of the ministry. Kingdom, man, we got Victory. Go ahead and ask him what's up.
Going in on your music ministry, your name, you have the album, Birth of a Legacy. And me and Don, we talk about legacy a lot.
Yeah.
And what we can do to expand the ministry and the vision of each other and others.
Right.
How did you come up with that that name, and what type of things are you doing to make your legacy and the kingdom and advancing the kingdom of God?
Well, came up with the title Birth of a Legacy because that's where I'm at in my life, you know, and I think a lot of people are there where, you know, you get to your late 20s, 30s, early 30s, mid 30s, and you start looking around like, all right, what did I do with my first 25 years? What do I have to show for it, and what am I going to have to show for my next 25 years? And the point I'm making simply is this: all of that is found in Christ. You know, and it's kind of like, what am I doing About my legacy? Well, my kids, obviously, are my legacy, first and foremost. When I talk about my legacy, I'm not really thinking like I want my picture up on the wall in the hall for doing all these great things for people. I'm more so saying I'm putting something in my children that when they're grown, they'll take it and carry it, both naturally via money, finances, and spiritually, salvation, wisdom, and an example of a Christ-like lifestyle. So that's my legacy first and foremost. I use the word legacy actually as faith because I'm really talking about really just a spiritual, really it's really just a spiritual rebirth, discovering yourself in Christ and allowing Christ to just take over your life, which will do all of these things. But I use the word legacy because I knew that that word was an unchurched word. You don't hear the word legacy all that often in the church. Like, you hear it, but not all that often. Legacy is a word that teeters on proud in some cases, because it's like, are you saying your personal legacy as in for yourself, or are you talking about something scriptural? So for me, I use that word as bait. So when people, when I go and I'm performing at, I'm in the project, so wherever I'm at, I'm not like, you know, the name of my album ain't like 1 John 3 and 5, and they're like, oh man, never mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to give kind of incognito title that if it popped up on Hip Hop DX, SOHH, all hip hop, cats wouldn't just be like, oh, this is old Christian dude, click next. They would see it and give it the time of day to at least be drawn, possibly, and like what they hear and maybe pick it up. So that was, it was several different reasons for the title that way.
So what are your goals for this project?
To set up the next one. Honestly, you know, I'm still debating on how hard I'm going to go on this album. I feel like I have a lot of songs that I can do a lot with. I have songs for different markets where I can go and I can release 2 and 3 singles in various markets. So it's like I don't know if you know the album, but I have like a song called One Day. That is not a typical song for me, but for a particular audience, I can push that song to a new audience that I've never pushed my music to before. Songs like Ticking Away, I can push to that same audience. Then I can come right back around and do songs like Keep Up, Go, you know, and push them to the audience that kind of knows me a little bit. Then I can go to the secular audience with songs like Grinding, My Life, you know. So I just wanted to be able to do a lot of different things. But honestly, man, God has put a new vision on my heart since I released this album. And I'm still praying on whether or not I should stay here and push this album, or if I should just move to the new vision and bring the album along with it. So, you know, I'm still praying on that.
And I'm going to ask you this, man. I mean, what you said, I think, is good. You saying you're praying for direction. How important do you think that is for Christian hip-hop artists to actually pray about the direction that they're going? Because I know a lot of times some cats are just like, man, hey, I'm doing, hey, this is Christian music, so it's going to please God. I'm just going to do whatever I can. How important is it to pray to get direction, man?
Can I keep it real?
It's everything, man. You know, the best example of that is Peter. When he was fishing and he couldn't yield anything, you know, and he was fishing and fishing and fishing and, you know, he wasn't getting nothing. And the Lord told him, you know, cast your net. It's just something about when God says it.
Yeah.
It just changes the outcome altogether. You know, when Peter cast his net, if you don't know the story, Peter was fishing and he wasn't yielding any fish. And when God, so Jesus Christ told him to cast his net a certain place, Peter actually was like, man, we already did that. He was like, do it. When he did it, he pulled up so much fish that his boat started to sink. Same exact spot he was just fishing. It's just something different about when God says going to that place than when you say going to that place. So, and I've done that, man. I've spent a lot of my career where Peter was trying to produce my own fish. And the Lord has had to teach me that it's vain, it's profitless to do that. When I tell you to cast your net, that's when you cast your net. You know, and the way you apply that practically is, it doesn't mean do nothing until God tells you to start that business or until God tells you to go out in ministry. It means God will tell you, cast your net is figurative. Scripture says, in all your ways acknowledge me, and that he will and obviously he will direct your path. Mm-hmm. And what he's saying is all your ways. Like, that's from your prayer life to how you treat your wife, to the way you conduct yourself in work, to the way you deal with your hobbies, to the way you deal with your children, to the way you deal with your thought life. Like, acknowledge him in all your ways. Like, A-L-L, all. Every one of them, all. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. So you will find that if you begin to acknowledge him in all your ways, that you will begin to get those Peter-like moments in every area of life. You'll get those moments where Christ tells you to do something in the area of your marriage, and you yield fruit that you yield fish that you can't even pull in. In the area of your thought life, you yield fish that you can't put in. At your job, you yield fish that you can't pull in if you continually seek him and allow him to give you those cast your net moments in every area. So I believe it's everything. I believe it's the way of the Christian walk. Yeah. I believe when the scripture says the just shall walk by faith, that's what the scripture is talking about. It's not just we walk as believers, but everything we do is cast your net moments. So that's just my thought.
That's what's up, man. Look, we're going to go to this next song from you, man. We're going to go to a whole nother market. As you said, this song, Ticking Away. Now, this was different from you, from your later other projects. I mean, like I said, I got like all your albums. So I listen and I see that a lot of times you'll go a whole nother direction with a different album. You do different things. Talk about Ticking Away, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Ticking Away is really the story of me and my father. My father was an MC. And he was rhyming, he was doing this thing, and he quit. And I remember asking him why he quit, and he just told me he couldn't handle the ups and downs. And I thought that story was a real story, but I felt like if I told it from my perspective, it wouldn't be as potent. So I created this scenario of a young girl and her mother to make it easier to see. Yes. And that's the story, man. So Ticking Away, if you check it out, that's what it's all about, trusting God.
All right, let's get it in, y'all. Ticking Away. Don't let your dreams tick away. Get at them. Here we go.
What she has is amazing. Every time she does it, standing ovation. Eyes stay closed, don't wanna look at their faces. Rejection, she doesn't think that she could take it. In the world so cruel, so flagrant. Her mother tried and nope, she didn't make it. So who am I, she thinks, I'll never make it. So never mind, she thinks, I'll just erase it. I'll never move, that way I'll never lose. Sitting in her room, writing lyrics to her tunes. Tears on the pad, feeling so confused. Mom walks in, knows what she's going through. Pulls her close, put her head on her chest. Trust God, let him handle the rest. But one thing, you don't want regrets. Above all, remember this. Then she says,
the time just comes on. Chance to love, one chance to give. See, memory lane is a one-way street. Yesterday's gone, nope, we can't repeat. Yeah, so let it go, take a chance right now. The rest of your life is in your hands right now. Yeah, take all the fear out of your plans right now. Don't worry about the rest, do what you can right now. See, the world needs you, the world's waiting. My heart's breaking, you call yourself patient. You think you wise with all your hesitation. I think it's fear and time is still wasting. So come close, put your head on my chest. Trust God, let him handle the rest. But one thing you don't want regrets. Above all, remember this. Yes.
Yada the King Radio.
Line of boys on the Trizac, step on stage and it's a Rizac. Mom, tell me why the crowd ain't hype. The club packed on a Friday night.
We in the house.
No one on the corner think it's tricking if you got it. Let me tell you, boo, it's still tricking if you got it. Chill, haters looking so ill, but you know you can't break us like a $1 bill. Can't break them, probably can't stop them. Thinking of a master plan, trying to be Rakim. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Eddie Nigma on deck, what is you gonna do?
Ooh. They label a shop liver. Slap King Corner, aiming at Godzilla. Go figure, got out of that prison over to the world, and I ain't running back. I couldn't afford it. Straight from the bottom, palm tree. Freaking roaches, my two step is stiff. Blame it on rigor mortis. I walk dead. Yeah, homie, I walk dead to the block. See the team traced out in chalk spread. G keep it thumping, morph dreaming, cousin. You anti Christ, then there's repercussion. I don't mind all these leeches sucking. They just mad cause we blind and we see it coming. Get it?
Out to the sky.
Chains of times when the boys clock in. Lana's in the building, everybody's rocking. Man, you ain't making music if the crowd ain't moving. I see haters from the side of my peripheral, but as I move forward, man, they looking more minuscule.
Black and white tailors on, repping the struggle. You can't break me, boy, I live for the tussle. Southwest Philly, I live in the jungle. Gorilla swing choppers,
stand for my hunger.
I'm trying to save Jane from Jane. Smoking Mary Jane, mixed with Kane. Bandanas hang, blue and red bang. Brothers kill brothers.
Yes, sir.
Guns down, you feeling us now? The phantom floats, do you hear the ghost? We unbreakable, unmovable, unusual. We ain't losing.
Everybody throw their hands in the air. Wave them all around like they just don't care. They try to break us down, but it's our turn to break it down. Down, down, down. Everybody throw their hands in the air. Wave them all around like they just don't care. They try to break us down, but it's our turn to break it down. Down,
this
down,
is the remix.
Let my light shine bright, platinum status. Yeah. We former sin addicts, embracing the passage. No sideline junkie, we live and active. With a truth and a flow that was shocking masses. Ooh. They said we have step in the line, but we got two in the zones. Antonio Holmes. Holmes. Cause he's so swaggerific. I'm a 24-7 living witness. Eyes to the sky, heart full of light. JR on the hook, oh it sounds so nice.
Yeah.
Went on the beat, make it bang just right. Put them hands in the air if you feeling this.
They shine like pieces. Getting everything like takes like VZs. Keep it coming hard every time like seasons. The rhyme like genius. From another world like Venus. Why you need a reason? Everybody sink on the deep end. We walk water like Jesus. Penetrate the defense. You was made to come. You should sit back and think of what he saved you from. Cause I dropped the back of the boat. The slave master cracking the rope. Mention your name, they laugh at the joke. Son of the king now. Much praise due. Get him up in the sky. They can't break you.
Can't break us down. Everybody throw their hands.
what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Excuse me, the door to heaven is locked. Could I have the key, please?
Sir, you have to go through judgment first.
Judgment?
That's where we review your entire life for all impure thoughts and actions.
Will this take long?
Well, we do have express judgment. That's where you simply pick a date on which you didn't sin.
Just pick a date? Okay, Christmas Day, last year.
Sorry, you used the Lord's name in vain.
On Christmas Day?
You were golfing.
Oh.
Now, sir, if you'll just stand over that trap door.
Wait, what about June 1st, this year?
I'm sorry, you had covetous thoughts.
June 2nd.
Covetous thoughts.
3rd.
Covetous thoughts.
4th. 5th, 6th.
Listen, there's a 2-month period you can forget about when your next door neighbor bought a new car.
Oh, come on, guy. Can't you give me a break?
You were given a break. Jesus died to pay the penalty of your sins for you. However, you never acknowledged him as Lord of your life, and now you must pay that penalty yourself. Could you move left a little?
Here?
Thank you.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Yes! I had to see what songs I had with the homie Victory on them, man. And I had a song with you, the Frontliners, JR, Eddie Nigma, Jay Johnson, Can't Break Us, the remix, man. How did that song come about, bro?
Wish just hit me up, man. Like, you know, the original Can't Break Us, I don't know if you know, but I have a video company.
Yeah.
And we do like, well, I broker video deals. Like, you know, I know a lot of artists and I have people that I work with to shoot videos. And I put them all together and bring them together and I help out with like the treatment. And sometimes I, like Taking Away, real talk, I co-wrote and edited that video. So like that's my handiwork. But I don't really do it that often. It's just occasionally I step in and try to make it happen. But like, Can't Break Us, my company did the original Can't Break Us video for the original song. And then they just reached out to me. My man Witness, who produced the track, just reached out to me and was like, yo, I want you to hop on the remix. And he shouted at me, and there it was.
All right, man. So before we get into the topic of the day, which I know we're going to talk about this a lot, I want to just say, man, you are not only an artist, and are you doing this full time?
Yes, sir.
All right, but I know that you got other things, as you said, with the video company, you broker deals. How do you, or what would you say to artists that want to be full-time artists about having not just one stream of income being their music, but having multiple streams? What would you have to say to somebody that's saying, hey, man, I really want to do this?
Can I keep it real?
It's absolutely critical. You know, everybody can't be Lecrae. You know, like Lecrae's blowing up and making great money and creating platforms for other artists. Everybody can't do that, man. Like, that's rare in our genre to make that kind of money as a Christian rapper. You know, you got KJ 5-2, Canton Jones, Lecrae, and a couple of other ones that are making enough money to truly, like, give themselves a good living as a Christian artist, Christian urban hip-hop artist. So you got to find other ways to generate income. You can take a look at like Exist Records. like Exist, they have their artists, but they also got the movie Stand that's about to come out. I know that they're endeavoring to do a number of other things that I'm not going to really get into on the line, but the guys are really diversifying and creating other ways to generate money, you know, and at some point, you know, you have to make money. Like, you know, in the world we live in, it's not wrong as a Christian to come up with ways to make money. You know, at the same time, you know, you got to have your priorities in order, all of that, yes, yes, yes. But you got to make money. So that's kind of how that go.
Now that's what's up, man. Tell them a little bit of the stuff you do, man. I mean, you don't got to go all in depth, but just name some of the other streams that you kind of have incorporated in what you're doing.
Yeah, I am doing the video piece. We have a marketing and branding company. It really just all comes down to just marketing and branding. And from that, we do like video, web, consulting, logo designs, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, you know, I wouldn't say, the way I would describe it is we're a branding organization. So we help people brand themselves and you know, a brand is, if you don't know what a brand is, it basically is how you represent in the marketplace. And we work to help people be viewed in the marketplace the way that they think they should be viewed. Mm. You know, so and that encompasses all of their visual pieces, from the websites to the video pieces to their logo and business cards to their media kits to their internal documents that they share with each other as a company. Wow. All the way down to the words that they use on their site or on their materials, all the way down to the way that they say certain things, all the way down to their customer service and the way they treat their clientele, all the way down to the pricing of the product that they sell. Like, we get into all of that and just help them come up with a brand. Because I'll give you an example. A good branding thing is like Jay-Z and Kanye West just put out Watch the Throne.
Right.
And I could really break down a lot of what they did in branding. Like, they did a very, very good job branding themselves with this record. I mean, the message that they're putting out, we all know what that is, you know. But just from a branding, from a business perspective, I think they did a good job branding themselves. But the one thing that they did that I thought was exceptional is, although iTunes is typically $9.99, they set their product price at $14.99.
Yeah.
That's a brand element. Because the position... Right, they're positioning themselves as a higher-end product just because the product costs more. It might not actually be a higher-end product. It might not have cost any more to make than anybody else. But when you go to see that product and you see it at $14.99, they feel that they have the demand to force you to pay for it. And you feel that's where it should be. You don't feel like, oh, they're crazy for charging that much. Yeah. You buy the product because that's the brand perception that they've created. So that's an example of some of the things that we help clients figure out about themselves. Some clients, on the other end, they're going to have to put their product at $6.99 because nobody really knows who they are, and you got to get people to take that chance, to get that impulse buy, so that the next time you put your album out, you can charge more. But right now, get people in to purchase it and get to know you and kind of experience you and realize, okay, this cat, I got this for a steal.
Yeah.
All right, next time he comes out, I'll go ahead and give him the $9.99, $10.99 and get the product. So we in that space is kind of where we operate.
Man, that's what's up, man. Let's get on this topic of the day. I was chopping it up with you.
It
was like, man, hey, man, let's talk this, let's talk that. And one of the topics that came up was salvation, man. And in a nutshell, what does salvation mean to Vic, man?
Salvation to me is, you know, the eternal security of my soul in Christ, man. Like, I'm saved, I'm alive to God, I live to God, God knows me, God acknowledges me, and forever that will be true. And so even when I die, the Lord still will be true to my spirit and soul and raise me up again to live forever with Him.
Yeah. So we know in Christian hip hop, this is a lot of times it's a debated, you know what I'm saying, how we get salvation is really highly debated. But with you, what are some things that you would say in order to receive salvation, one must what? If I'm like a unsaved person and I'm like, man, I want to receive Jesus, how would you walk me through that?
I would preach the gospel to you. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you are saved.
Right.
And that's it in a nutshell. I think the debate comes from how a person actually comes to believe. Those actions are definitely true. The scripture says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, then you shall be saved. And that being said, that's what it takes to be saved. But the scripture also says, how can they hear without a preacher? Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? So it's my responsibility to preach the gospel as much as possible.
Yeah.
Death, burial, and resurrection. You know, man is sin, angry, and an enemy of God. And through Christ and belief in him, we're restored to God by his work on the cross, taking on God's anger upon himself and opening that door for us to be reunited and friends with God again. And by that, I am saved. And that's the gospel message. And if I believe that, I'm saved. Like, so, you know, that's really it.
So let me ask you this. With salvation, is there... Now, I know that we can't do anything to gain salvation because it says none of us are righteous, no, not one. But after salvation has taken place, is there going to be a different life that we live, or are we free to do whatever we please to do?
Oh, you're not saved if your life don't change. Period. If your lifestyle, thinking, emotions, thought, mind, conscience is not constantly at war with yourself and eventually overcoming yourself to conform you further and further and further as time goes on into the image of Christ, you want to question whether or not you're saved.
Yeah.
Because the mark of salvation is the change, nothing else. So if there's no change, there's no salvation. Faith without works is dead. The change is not works that we do in our own understanding. It's because after the Christ, Spirit of Christ enters into our heart, it changes us, and then we work because we have been and are being changed.
Right.
So change is salvation. Salvation and change are inseparable.
Good. I like the way that you put that. Now, let's say somebody out there is like, man, I've been saved. I kind of messed up, but I'm trying to get it, you know what I'm saying, get it right. Like, what do you feel about that, man? Once we have salvation, does that mean we're going to be perfect? Or is there going to be flaws in our life?
Oh, we're going to have flaws, man. There's a process of sanctification where when we get saved, like, you're still you.
Yeah.
you're still you, but see, it's like God is kind of like this. The difference between the Christian and the non-Christian is that the Christian has a God-approved bar of soap within which he can wash himself.
Can I keep it real?
Daily. That's the only difference. So I still got to get in the shower and scrub with this bar of soap. And it's God approved, and the power of God is in the chemicals in this soap, and it works as I scrub. Whereas the non-Christian doesn't have that bar of soap. So from God's perspective, you're still dirty no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I get saved, all my dirt is still there. I'm just now aware of it, and I understand and believe that it's dirt, and I desire this bar of soap to wash it out of me, and I begin that process daily.
Dope, man. I like the way that you put that. We have a way that we can be clean. Before salvation, there is no cleaning mechanism that we can have unless we go through Christ. Even that struggle of salvation and stuff, you talk about this in the next song that we're going to go through, which is one of my favorite songs on your album. I mean, when I put this in the car, you know what I'm saying, the speakers is turned up, I might drive a little bit faster. You know how it is when you like it, some music, you know what I'm saying? But this song is called War Cry. Tell us about this joint, man.
It's just saying, like, this is a serious, serious thing, and let's get focused. You know what I mean? And it's just really a call to everybody. Oh, let's get it together, you know?
That's what it is. So let's get into this joint. War Cry by the homie Victory on Yacht of the King Radio.
Man, if they blowing kisses, or if they blowing disses, man, I can't tell the difference. I'm so focused on my mission. You catch me in the kitchen, I'm whipping up a vision. And if you think I'm tripping, I'll forgive you in a minute. Distractions can forget it. The moment that I finish, I promise I'ma share the recipe and do the dishes. They calling me the
on me, I ain't with it. Cause wasting any time only go against the premise. Since we ain't playing tennis, that racket get diminished. The only thing in mind, man, had no kingdom business. Two reasons I'm infinite, my purpose and my witness. No drama and no comma, ball running like a sentence every.
Cause this is all I know, man, 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 this is all I know.
Off my key, let my song align with yours. Walk with God, stay on my feet. Spit my lines, get on my beat. Open my eyes, I won't be sleep. Gotta go to war if I wanna live free. Living that lie, it won't be me. Made up my mind, I gotta be a G. All that means is I bow to the three. Battle for the M-I-N-D. Enemy, I target me. Walk with God, so awkwardly. It's not my neck, did across my T. And got my eye and live my dream. I'd rather choose death and live obscene. It's all I know, it's all I need. To please my flesh, it's how I breathe. Ignore my soul and watch him breathe. I worship lust and glorify things. I love my sin, it's my disease. It's all I know, it's all I need. I'm wrapped in lies, I watch him bleed. I write my plans, create my scheme. You tell me truth, get off my team. This is my life, I watch him bleed. Murder myself, my soul I feed. Close that book, get off my knees. How to love me, it's all I see. How to love me and watch him bleed. I cut this beat, I felt so free. I'm never gonna stop going at the enemy. Cause this is war.
Cause this is all I know. Man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war. Cause this is all I know. Man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war.
Man, this is all I know. Man, this is all I know.
If you really,
man, this is all I know.
Are hungry,
man, this is all
what
I know.
God has,
man, this is
you.
All I know. Man, this is all
then
I
you
know.
Have no problem,
man, this is all I know.
Chasing that thing down every day. Reading, praying, believing, walking, teaching, chasing, relentless every day.
The Lord of all lords, and he is the King of all kings. Holy, holy, holy makes the angels all sing. Stronger than a locomotive, and he is omniscient. And he could be your kryptonite and bring it to a knee. Bow before the trumpet sounds. Flash, see him coming down, riding on a cloud to the rescue now. Better move about the way. Makes foes into his footstools. Came to save the day. And the others try to play him, but they got it twisted. He's the author of creation, bruh. He always existed. Rewind it if you missed it. He's the Alpha and Omega, man. You sure you want to risk it? Not me. I was chilling in the feeling. Got saved. Now a fan like I'm spinning on the ceiling. So pray, cause the Superman won against sin. And if he can beat death, who can say we won't win? Whoa! What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. What it is, folks. My God is real, folks. The other ones is big jokes. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. The real Superman. It's a bird, it's a plane, it is.
Oh my God.
Better acquaint with the flames if you don't
know my God.
Are you vote my God?
Or do you vote my God?
Jesus Christ, not Clark Kent, I wanna show my God.
Okay.
Not Buddhism, man.
Not
Islam.
Islam.
Not a Hindu, man.
Hindu,
but a Christian.
The way to Yahweh, the real God, is by accepting and believing in His Son.
Individual, no individual can make it in consensual sin, living habitually in the fence position, leaving rebelling against God's principles, miserable and imprisonable. For the wages of sin, you owe blood like a menstrual. It's the rule, check the scriptural, and you will know that Christ died in the physical, so the gap will be finally bridgeable. Without my hero, heaven would be untenable. Weakness invisible, my God's invincible.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman. What it is, folks, my God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jumps. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman.
I am speaking of the man who could come at any hour, who could make the earth crumble, twin towers, who makes death humble like a coward. The real Superman, I ain't talking D. Howard. So I boast about his power. You glorify yourself, which will wither like a flower. I was dead in need of saving, and he came to my distress. Who the man of salvation? See the S on his chest. Super, no cape and a costume, just grace cause the lost groom. He died but didn't fall doomed, and left a raw tomb. Then beat death, grim reaper mean left. Just surrender, there is all room. Then repent and believe and let your knee fall to him. Call to him, give all to him. He's super, but no, he crushes enemies. You looking like Lex Luthor.
What it do, bruh? You acting brand new, bruh. What I'm saying true, bruh. My God is super, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman. What it is, folks, my God is real. Fuck the other ones, it's big jumps. My God gon' kill them. The real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman, the real Superman.
Real Superman. Hey. That's the homie CJ Emulus, the real Superman, and he said he ain't talking Dwight Howard or Shaq, you know what I'm saying? The way he did it was funny though, man. CJ's a real cool dude. I got the homie Victory, man. We chopping it up in the live stream, man. If you missed it, you missed out who he got, the new War Cry single, who's going to be on that joint. So you're going to have to go to the website, listen to the whole entire interview on the live stream and find out. But Victory, man, I'm going to ask you this, man. Is there anything that you want to say to the whole Christian hip hop community right now, man? Is there anything on your heart that you want to share with the people, man?
Nah. Nah, I'm just playing that.
I was like, no, you're supposed to say something, boss. Go ahead.
Nah. Honestly, man, I don't have nothing prepared, but what I would say is just keep Christ first. And, I mean, I know that everybody say that, bro, but, like, in a very, like, non-cliche, real, from the heart way, like, keep the Lord first in your life, like, straight up. You know what I mean? Like, do what you have to do to rearrange your priorities and get Jesus as the center of everything that you do, because without that, you know, it's like, you know how they say if you sit on your wallet too long, your spine will get out of whack, and you can lose strength in your right arm and so on and so forth. It's the same way. Like, the moment that Christ is not the center of what we do, the rest of our body, not physically but spiritually, and the things that we touch and the things, the communities that we impact, begin to receive a warped message from us.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like people don't put Christ first. Christians, you know, and it takes me back to the parable of the wedding feast in Matthew chapter 22, where the Lord said, you know, he goes through this whole thing with bringing people, and they killed his servants, and then he exacted judgment on them, and then he told his servants to call everybody that he could find, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when the wedding feast was actually about to commence, there were some there that were properly dressed, and there were some there that weren't. But everybody that was there had responded to the call. But some of the people that were there were not supposed to be there. And in that last moment, they were exposed to who they really were. You don't want to be that person. So that starts with keeping Christ first. You know what I'm saying? So I would encourage everybody to just do that.
That's what it is, man. Y'all heard it from the homie Victory. Keep Christ number one. Man, let's talk about what you got coming up next, man. We know the Birth of a Legacy. Actually, tell them about where they can get Birth of a Legacy. Tell them about your website and booking information, and then tell them what's about to pop off next.
You can get Birth of a Legacy on iTunes. Just type in Victory, VIKTORY, or you can hit up birthofalegacy.com. You can catch it, you know, it's, you know, Family Christian, those places. You can get it from those places, definitely online. It may or may not be on the shelves at all of them, but you can definitely get it online at those spots. What's coming up next? As of right now, I can't really completely speak on it, but God laid a new vision on my heart recently that over the next few months will be unfolding. And I'm just pushing through that. Obviously, I'm putting out Birth of a Legacy Volume 2, and I'm going to be releasing a free mixtape here pretty soon. Let me not say pretty soon. I don't know when I'm putting that music out, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And it's coming soon, and then Birth of a Legacy 2, which I've already begun work on, is coming as well. So it's going to have a different sound. Birth of a Legacy 2 expected to be a lot more aggressive, because this is, you know, Birth of a Legacy was essentially dealing with the fear we feel and being bold. Instead of being bold and confident, sometimes we're fearful. And Birth of a Legacy dealt with, yo, stop worrying about everything, trust God and step out.
Yeah.
Birth of a Legacy 2 is going to deal with, now I've stepped out, what should my attitudes be? So that's what Birth of a Legacy 2 is all about. It's going to deal with the attitudes of those that have taken the step. You know what I mean? And if you haven't taken the step, I'm going to send you back to Birth of a Legacy 1. you digest that, then you come on to Volume 2 and we can talk about what it's like to be out here fighting this fight, trusting God every day. Living totally by faith.
And I love that faith walk stuff that you got on the album, man. I love the storytelling that you give. Is there gonna be more of that on the Volume 2? Kind of like, you know, you dealing with something and God coming through, like, you know what I'm saying? The miracles in your music that you actually talk about.
Yeah, man. That's something that's been consistent in my walk since I've been saved, that God is just always like came through. And that's really what has developed my faith and made me able to put out an album like Birth of a Legacy from a place that I'm actually living and not just telling you what you should do and I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm full-time in what I do, and I've had opportunities, man. Like, in corporate America, man, I've made it to a high level of corporate America, and God had me to walk away from it. And that was a faith step in and of itself. So all that being said, man, the faith walk is real.
Yeah.
And he's confirmed that for me through those miracles that you hear in my music that I talk about pretty often, you know, as often as possible.
So let me ask you this, man. What is one thing that you learned being high up in corporate America that you did not take away from what you are doing now in full-time ministry?
So you're saying, like, what have I learned in corporate America that I use today?
Yes.
So much, man. Like, that, my time in corporate America was God sent, because it really trained my mind to think in a way that I just was not able to think before. Because, you know, I worked in some high pressure, intense environments in corporate America.
Now, where did you work? Are you free to share that, or is you don't want that to?
Yeah. I worked for the Missile Defense Agency, and I worked in software development.
Yeah.
And I worked as a contractor. So if you know anything about the software development industry, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of software developers that can do a job. So when you get a job in corporate America, when you get a job in MDA, Missile Defense, working for the government, they have no allegiance to you whatsoever. So you're only as good as the last week of output. You know, the moment that you start to slow up on output, they're going to start slowing up on cutting that check. So you have to perform, and it's competitive, and somebody's always on your heels. So it taught me to be extremely sharp. It taught me how to read signs. You know, I was making tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars, dog. You know what I mean? Like, good money. Like, you know, I brought in like 130 one year within corporate America doing my thing. So it's like, when you're bringing in that kind of bread, everybody wants your spot. And there's a tremendous, tremendous demand on your output. Like, you have to produce. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, you can't go to work and I ain't putting out even, nah, bro. You got to perform. There's too much money being put in your pocket every 2 weeks. I need output. So it taught me how to withstand that and get actually on top of that, where it wasn't like overwhelming me and I'm hoping and afraid, but to the point where I got to a place where I could command that environment. And that's true. That's real big for ministry, because it just I don't know how to explain it, but it just gives me, I have an insight into people and things that I wouldn't have had.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff, man. We got it in with Vic. Let's do this, man. We're going to go into this last track segment. We got Dawkins and Dawkins, the new song, Get Down, on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
You got money, steady paycheck, your position got you respect. Yeah, you waited and you made it, had your head up in the clouds. Now it's storming, but you never had to weather stormy weather. You just wanted to get better. Do you know how to get you out? What makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance, it happens to us all. It's on you, it's a chess game, and it's your move. Under pressure is the measure of what you say that you believe.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Could be nothing, but then maybe, maybe a little something could be that one thing that might cost you everything. Oh, what makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance, it happens to us all.
It's too big, you can't handle it. Oh, it's too slim, and you lose your grip.
And if it's too high,
you can't get low. Oh, get down, get down, get down.
Oh,
you don't know, you don't have a clue.
And you go to,
I'm so far gone, I'm out of space. Live for God, you know what? We ain't scared, that's no fun. Some ain't real, I know some. Them I keep my diss from. Facebook had to ignore some. You couldn't tell I learned, huh? Girl, please, that boy alone. Boy, please, let girl alone. Matter of fact, go home. It's late, run home. Enemy tryna play me. Hurricane me Haiti. Press go out to Haiti. We praying for you. Harley, I'm so out of here. I'm living, giving all I got to God. I will not fear. I'm gone. Want your ego stroke like we go. You bout that green, you Boston Celtics, Boston. Oh no, we get live. I'm changed, Club David. Big dreams, big goals. Make a difference, I'm just saying. I will be everything that they say I could not be. You didn't see my team, you didn't see my team. See, they thought I quit, but no more quit left in me. Got that last dragon Leroy, Jesus glow on me. And I'm ready for the fight. I know who my master be. And I'm through blaming, I take full responsibility. I'm gone.
That's your boy Fidel, and man, we getting it in right now, chopping it up. Man, we had a great time with the homie Victory. We talked about a lot, man. He gave y'all some tips, some insight on some things to do that corporate America really uses in you guys' ministry, man. And I'll tell you, one of those things too is not ripping cats off. Don't rip nobody off, man. They gonna come back to you. They gonna be upset. You don't want to rip nobody off, man. And that's really what it is. Victory, go get his album. One of my favorite albums. Any album he came out with, has come out with, those are one of my favorite, man. That's just what it is, man. He's a good dude. You won't be disappointed. I got my stamp of approval on Victory's Birth of a Legacy, man. It's gonna fuel you and make you chase the vision that God has given you. But man, let's talk about salvation, man. As he said, he already said enough. I'm just gonna piggyback on it, man. I definitely believe that anybody that hears the message of the gospel and says, hey man, I need that in my life, I need Jesus, and makes it, it says, hey man, I'm ready to clean. And I'm gonna say this: you can't get clean before you come to Christ. I know a lot of cats that be like, "Man, I'm gonna get saved after I fix my life up." That's not gonna work. You gotta get your life in order, only through the salvation of Jesus, man. Now, once you get saved, as Vic said, there gotta be a life change, man. If there's no life change, if you continue to do the same things, you have to examine yourself, as Paul said, to make sure that you are in the faith. Salvation is instant. It's something that can happen, but there's still ways that we have to show that we are saved. And I'm not saying that you got to show different people. There's no new shirt that you can wear, or I mean, you're gonna change the way you dress. You're gonna change a whole bunch of things, because now you are not living for yourself, but you are living for the King of all kings, and his name is Jesus, man. And salvation, if you're out there right now, man, and you're saying, "Hey, man, how can I get this?" I want to tell you, man, Jesus, first of all, we were sinners, man. We still are. We lived our life without God. We try to do the best that we can, and the way that we sin is by doing things that are unpleasing to God. Not even the wrong, it don't even have to be the bad thing. A lot of times it could be good things that keep us away from God in our own sense. But God saw that coming after we sinned. And the initial sin was us being disobedient and trying to find our own way to do things, man, or even be like God. That was the initial sin. But after we done that, he sent his son to make a bread so that we can get it in with him. And through him, if we accept what he has done, he forgives us from the sin that we have all committed, man. And it's really as simple as that. If you accept him in your life and say, "Hey, man, I'm tired of doing things my own way. I done tried it. I done messed it up." Man, give Jesus a shot, man, and he'll get you fixed up. He'll give you salvation. I'm not going to say your life's going to be perfect after that. I'm not going to say you're going to get $1 million and all that. I don't believe in that. But I believe in your life being changed, man. And Jesus loves you so much that you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way, because he gonna take you to a whole nother dimension, man. So that's really what it's all about. Salvation, man, if you need to talk about it, you want to give your life to Christ, give me a call, 425-243-4285. We about to get out of here. See out of the King Radio. The Warrior, Don Christian, Kingdom 7 was on earlier. We out of here, y'all.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.